Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right, let's change a subject a little bit and let's talk about something actually that's important. Ramaphosa's GNU, his GNU, his GNU plan is to focus on economic growth. Well, that makes a refreshing change. And infrastructure reform. I get petrified when I hear the word reform with regard to our government. But let's hope that this time it is positive. Let's speak to Donald McKay. He's the director at XA Global Trade Advisors. He's an economist. Donald, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. So let's just talk about the shift, the focus on the economy. We saw that immediately with the Ramaphosa's acceptance speech at his inauguration. It was very clearly economically focused, giving people jobs, what they need. Has this translated over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's probably a little too early to say, but I am quite hopeful for a change. I think there's an existential threat to both the ANC and the Democratic Alliance if they can't deliver tangible results. And so I think there's and Ramaphosa has for the first time true control with his own party having less ability to derail a lot of his initiatives. So I'm hopeful. Of course, we're all South African, so we're also a little nervous about it.
Yeah, we've seen the movie.
We have indeed. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So that being said, and that's great because that means there are some positive signs. Tell us what the focus is according to what they're saying, and where can we find some of this positivity?
Yeah, I guess for the first time, we'd have to move beyond just talking. I mean, every election speech that I can ever think of starts off with the need to create jobs, and then we follow that with ever higher unemployment rates. So I'm hoping this time that the focus is on growth, particularly allowing business to get on with what it needs to do with less interference. I'm not saying unfettered, but I think we need a much lighter touch with business so that business can get on doing what it does. I'd hopefully like to see just a lighter touch in our trade and industrial policy as well, less interference with every merger that happens, and hopefully just a more efficient process when companies request higher duties or lower duties, that all of those move along a little bit quicker. So I think just sort of greasing the wheels, not meant in a pejorative way,
yes,
but greasing the wheels to get things moving, I think is probably the most important thing the guys could do.
Can we expect to see any improvement on labor laws? Because, of course, South Africa has got some really, really difficult labor laws, which undoubtedly impact on people hiring and being able to take on responsibility of employment, because of the fact that it is so difficult to manage.
Yeah, I mean, my sense is that's going to be quite a hard nut to crack. We all hope that it does ease up and even a little bit would be good. But I think that's a hard nut to crack. I think it sits at the very heart of who the ANC is, and I think they would find it hard to walk away from. So perhaps it does improve, but on that front, I still remain a little concerned that we're not really going to see as much movement as we should.
What about AGOA, which is really not really only about AGOA, but talks to the focus on international trade? We've seen, I think, a prioritizing of politics over trade in the last while. Can we expect a shift back, do you think, to a focus on economic growth and economic values?
I think so. I don't know Minister Tao, so we'll have to see what happens in reality. But yes, I do think so. South Africa as a small economy is incredibly dependent on global trade. Countries like the US are a very, very important part of our economy. And we really can't afford to weaken that relationship more than we already have. And this, by the way, is not to say that we should not have a stance on anything or that we should just do what the Americans want. But I think in the way that we've communicated much of what we've done, this is certainly not been helpful at all.
And in terms of the reaction by the markets, the stock market, the our currency, has this does the optimism that you're speaking about become reflected in the in these numbers?
Yeah, I think that would really only start to show once we once the initiatives start to actually generate proper benefits. I mean, yes, there has been some positive sentiment, but really it has to move beyond the talking. I'm, you know, choosing to be optimistic about this, but if it just becomes yet another time that we've heard speeches and nothing fundamentally changes, then no, I don't think we'll see an economic improvement or an improvement in the stock market.
And in terms of growth, economic growth over the year?
Yeah, so I think probably the biggest factor around growth is going to be the electricity situation, which I think everyone has noticed has improved. And the more cynical amongst us didn't see the electricity go off right after elections. So I think that's a really, really good sign. I think if Transnet gets its act together, which is a difficult problem to solve, but a crucial one, those two would have an enormous effect, even if we did nothing else. So I think just having the electricity on should be bumping up the pace of economic growth. Of course, it doesn't on its own get us to the levels where we put a proper dent into unemployment, but at least it's a move in the right direction.
Donald McKay, thank you for that. Director of XA Global Trade Advisors. He's an economist speaking to us about the GNU.